we certainly shouldn't be subject one to another in such a way that it would be contrary to God's will. We're not to worship each other. We're not to bow down and serve one another from the standpoint of like an idol. That wouldn't be in the Lord. And so it is with this rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord. We're to have pleasure in and to be entertained by those things that are consistent with what's in the Lord. At no time is a Christian to rejoice in those things that would cause him to step outside of the bounds of the Lord. To rejoice in such a way that he has to leave the realm of Christianity to have a little bit of pleasure. That's not the kind of rejoicing he's talking about here. He's talking about rejoicing in the Lord. And so we find that as Christians, many times we have to change our whole entire concept of what entertainment and rejoicing and pleasure consists of. If we've been schooled in the ways of the world, and the only joys that we have known are the joys that come from the world, then we have to learn all over again how to rejoice. How to have pleasure, how to be entertained, and how to entertain.